the other one, I think, was one of the most humorous, was this chappy, McKee. Bill McKee, I think his name was Bill. But he was a shell shock case in the First World War. And we never let him loose down there much with things. He was generally, you know, doing little bits of bench work and things like that. And then they put him in the store, and he worked in there. But this particular time, we were up at Mount Stromlo, adjusting the water level gauges down to the pump house of Murrumbidgee. His job was to stand on the phone, and we'd give him dam levels at the top, and he'd record them back down there so they could calibrate and know when to turn the water on and off. This was a pretty ancient old telephone system, and it was worked off the power lines. Just a big transformer reduced it down to a working voltage for the phone and transmitted down there. And they had a little cubicle, just like an outside toilet. And Bill's in there this day, you know, calling out the numbers, and the line got its lightning struck, and it blew the thing clean out of his hands. And he come outside black, you know. His nerves weren't much good after that, I can tell you.
Was he actually burned?
Oh, no. He was a good... You've got to see the shape of this transformer arrangement to imagine it, but it just exploded, and he just looked like burnt copper, carbon dust just come back off him. And far from the cable and the handpiece just disintegrated. You know how small they are; they're not much bigger than this microphone cable. And that went, but it was just a loud bang and a lot of smoke, but didn't press poor old Bill McKee at all.